First Sunday of Advent, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. Do you like to be surprised? No? Don't? Yeah? Well, no. I'm seeing lots of things. Yes? No? As surely as my guests, Flynn and Ian, don't like to be woken from a sound sleep, we don't often like to be surprised. And we don't often embrace or even enjoy the unexpected. But what's interesting, if you were in the gospel reading today, if the book ends of what we read today, it says, about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. No one knows. For those of us who are overtly compulsive, that's really unnerving. We don't know. And then at the end it says, so you must also be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour you do not expect Him. What that says to us is that we live in a world of the unknown. The future is not ours to know, but it is for us to be ready to experience that future when it comes. We begin Advent today. And Advent is are days of the already, but the not yet. They are days of knowing, but also getting ready. Days in which we talk about preparation and anticipation and waiting. Expecting that this thing called Christmas, when it arrives, it indeed is a surprise. It's kind of like turning the crank on an Advent jack-in-the-box. Do you not know, in your heart of hearts, when you turn that crank, you know what's going to happen, do you not? Don't you? And that little silly tune goes, but what invariably do you do when the jack comes out of the box? You jump, right? We do that. That's because knowing we still need to be ready for the unexpected. And so, wake up, Jesus says to us today. Wake up, because I'm coming. It's been more than a decade since I made an expected, but at the same time unexpected, trip to Oregon to be with my mother as she was dying. I had anticipated the phone call that I got, but still when it came, I was shocked and surprised. Fearful reality set in. Because I've been around folks who are dying for a large portion of my life. But I realized it changes when it's your mom. I got to Oregon in a hurry, not really knowing what I could expect when I got there. I had been there just a few weeks before that, but everyone told me from there that I needed to come. So I took a quick flight and a couple of hours in the car, and I drove up in front of a convalescent hospital. It was a new place. It had been my mother's place, a residence, for just a couple of weeks. And as I walked in the door, I was surprised. I was surprised, because I suppose I hadn't thought about it, but the first door that was open in this building where I went in was a chapel. And I paused at that door for a minute. I looked in, and then I remembered. It's St. Elizabeth's. The building was new. The location was new. But it was a place of faith, a place of healing in that little town that I used to call home. Appropriate, I thought, as I stood there for a moment. Mom was in a place of faith during these days. Then another thought ran through my head. More than a half century earlier, my mom and I had met in old St. Elizabeth's Hospital. I came into the world under the banner of that name, St. Elizabeth's. I hadn't expected it, but we were coming together again in a new but yet familiar setting. I walked up to the counter, I asked for directions, and they sent me down a hall. And the sights and the smells were very familiar. I wasn't surprised. I'd been in many places like that before, and as I walked down the hallway, others were sitting in wheelchairs. Some were sleeping, some as they were just slumped over in their chairs. Others stared off into space. And others looked up as I walked by, and we greeted one another as I passed by. Finally, I arrived at the door, and her name wasn't on the door. And I thought for a moment maybe she hadn't been there long enough. And I paused because I wasn't sure what I was going to find when I walked through the door. I thought, imagined, figured I was prepared. So I took a deep breath and I walked in. As I walked into that room, I saw my mother lying in bed, sleeping peacefully. She was thin and frail, incredibly small for being a very small person in the first place. My niece was there, bless her heart. She had told me she didn't want my mom or her grandma to be alone. But there was music playing. I heard it when I walked in, but it hadn't registered. But in that moment, it began to register in my brain. It wasn't what I expected. The words were, "For the Lord God, omnipotent reigneth." Hallelujah. For the Lord God shall reign forever and ever. Hallelujah. In a hospital room in Baker City, Oregon, it was the music of George Frederick Handel's The Messiah that greeted a kid on his way to see his mom. It was as if the angels were singing, the room was filled not with death, but with a holy presence. I hadn't expected it. God was there with the angels. The very presence of the one who came to live among us, who lived in and with my mom, was there with the angels joining in the chorus. It was a celebration of life given, life lived, and on its way to glory, all surrounded by Jesus, undergirded by those magnificent hallelujahs. It was about hope. It was about victory. It was about peace. What should I have expected? I didn't expect to be surprised by God's graceful gift of a song that would strengthen me for the rest of that journey, would give me hope in the face of death, and could give me comfort in the presence of loss. It is the unexpected. It's a wake-up. Jesus is coming. And so, my friends, in this first Sunday of Advent, wake up! Jesus is coming, and He's coming like a thief in the night, and we don't know when, we don't know how, we don't even know where, but He is coming. Excuse me, He is coming, ready or not. Therefore, you must also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming, and that an unexpected hour. It's not a threat. It's not a threat. It's a promise. And there's a big difference. This is Advent. God coming among us to be the surprise of all surprises. And guess what, my friends? It's out of our hands. There is nothing you and I can do. We can put up more trees than anybody else. We can put up more lights than anybody else. We can buy more gifts than anybody else. But it's out of our hands. Even though we might think we have everything under control, God's coming among us isn't so much about us as it really is about God. But you know, if we take this all with a bit of seriousness, it finally does point to us. Advent is about focusing our hearts and the hearts of all on the reality that God breaks into life. God is coming among us, coming to be one with us. God has and is and will continue to come. Because in His coming in Jesus, God came so that you and I might know life, we might know living, we might know forgiveness, we might know the gift of life eternal. And the work that you and I are called to do these days, even more importantly than getting ready for Christmas, and I love to get ready for Christmas. In spite of all the hubbub and the uproar that surrounds this season, the Advent work we are called to do is about how you and I respond with all of our living to what God is doing among us. And it goes to the very core of who we are. It's about the taking of our lives and the living that we do each day and having it be turned around, transformed, focused towards God once and for all time to eternity. Remember what the Gospel of John says? Don't let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me, Jesus said. We even sing it. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven and nature sing. Let every heart prepare Him room. God is about a great work in this season we call Advent, and you and I are connected to it. God did the work in Jesus and continues to do it through the Holy Spirit even today in our lives. So, the question is, are you awake this morning? Is your life ready and healthy enough to receive that unexpected gift of God? You know, it's interesting. There isn't a test or a machine that can give us an answer. There is not a national standard for lives ready for the unexpected and free gift of God in Jesus. All there is, my friends, is a journey. And Jesus says to us, wake up. I'm coming. I really do think Jesus wants us to be prepared for this celebration, to be spending time in the Word alone together with Bibles open, reading, praying, studying. That's why we put in the bulletin that word. Maybe if that's not your habit, you might take it just for a few moments. We need to be in worship and prayer. That's why we offer this afternoon. Whole and evening prayer, just to be in worship one more time. It's because it allows us to be open to the gentle surprise of the Spirit. You see, you and I never know. The unexpected comes, and we need that surprise. To be surprised by the wonder of God's grace-filled gifts. We need to be there in this season for others, in service to others, because that's what people who follow Jesus do. It's more than just a checkbook or a lip service, although that can be important too. But this is a call, this Advent call is a call to be hands-on, to be in life-changing service to other people. It was Jesus who said, if you do it unto the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you do it unto me. The older I get, I must confess to you that I realize I still have a lot of work to do at discovering what God has in store for me and my life today, tomorrow, next week. But I am surprised more often than I am not. I am surprised to know that God is with and in the midst of all that I am doing. And God is constantly working that work that God does in me and around me. I just need to have eyes that can see it, a heart that's receptive to it. But I know this Advent time, if we would spend some time focusing our lives on Jesus, if we would take this gift of life and share it with others, give it away, there is a surprise that waits. When we are able to share God's love with other people, when we will, I'm convinced, be surprised to discover in such indescribable ways the endless power and the unexpected joy of God's love. It's promised to us because Jesus came to live among us, and Jesus keeps coming. Jesus continues to work in and through you and me by the power of the Spirit, changing, reforming, transforming us. But a word of caution, will our life be without pain, without disappointment? No. Will we escape the things in this life that catch us off guard and break our hearts? No. The promise given to us by Scripture that we hear and that we sing these days of Advent is this, that our Christ-centered lives will be sustained through all of life's unexpected and expected turmoils and traumas with a peace and a joy that knows no ending, surprises and all. How about you? Are you awake? Are you ready? Do you know Jesus? Because He's coming. Coming again. Advent. Wake up. Wake up. He's coming. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Stand as you're able as we sing.